आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया एंड ब्राजील एग्री टू डबल देयर बायलैटरल ट्रेड टू $20 billion इन नेक्स्ट 5 years। ब्राजील कन्फर्स इट्स हाईएस्ट सिविलियन ऑनर, the grand collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Modi to hold talks with Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah in Windhoek today. Overage vehicle fuel ban in Delhi NCR to be enforced from 1st of November. Delhi Cabinet approves over 900 crore rupees for smart classrooms in government schools, and Rishabh Yadav and Jyoti Surekha Vennam lead India to top seedings in compound events at 4th and final stage of Archery World Cup in Madrid. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia yesterday. Speaking at a joint press conference alongside the Brazilian President, Mr. Modi said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years. Mr. Modi said this target is not difficult to achieve if the two countries work together like one team.
आज की चर्चाओं में हमने हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग को सुदृढ़ करने पर बात की। हमने आने वाले 5 वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को $20 billion तक ले जाने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है। फुटबॉल ब्राजील का जुनून है, क्रिकेट भारत के लोगों का पैशन। बॉल बाउंड्री के पार करे या गोल में डाले, जब दोनों एक ही टीम में हो तो 20 बिलियन की साझेदारी कठिन नहीं है।
The Prime Minister said, "We want India-Brazil relations to be as colourful as a carnival, as passionate as football." He said that both sides would also work to expand the India-Mercosur preferential trade agreement. Mr. Modi said, "India and Brazil will work to expand cooperation in trade, clean energy, defence, artificial intelligence and digital public infrastructure." PM Modi said, "Our thinking on the fight against terrorism is aligned, zero tolerance and zero double standards." He said, "Our clear stance is that there is no place for double standards on terrorism."
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई पर हमारी सोच समान है, जीरो टॉलरेंस एंड जीरो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स। हमारा स्पष्ट मत है कि आतंकवाद पर दोहरे मापदंडों का कोई स्थान नहीं है। हम आतंकवाद और आतंकवाद के समर्थकों का कठोर विरोध करते हैं। हम अपने रक्षा उद्योगों को आपस में जोड़ने के प्रयास जारी रखेंगे। आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस और सुपर कंप्यूटर में हमारा सहयोग बढ़ रहा है। यह समावेशी विकास और ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक इनोवेशन की हमारी एक जैसी सोच का प्रमाण है। ब्राजील में यूपीआई के एडॉप्शन पर भी दोनों पक्ष मिलकर काम कर रहे हैं।
ब्राजील कन्फर्ड इट्स हाईएस्ट ऑनर, द ग्रैंड कॉलर ऑफ द नेशनल ऑर्डर ऑफ द सदर्न क्रॉस, ऑन प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी। ही एक्सप्रेस्ड हिज ग्रेटिट्यूड फॉर बीइंग कन्फर्ड विद ब्राजील्स हाईएस्ट नेशनल ऑनर।
राष्ट्रपति जी द्वारा मुझे ब्राजील के सर्वोच्च राष्ट्रीय सम्मान से विभूषित किया जाना मेरे लिए ही नहीं बल्कि 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों के लिए भी अत्यंत गर्व और भावुकता का पल है। मैं इसके लिए उनका, ब्राजील सरकार और ब्राजील के लोगों का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, has said that during the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Lula da Silva, both leaders acknowledged the importance of the agriculture sector and its significant contribution to the economies on both sides. Briefing media in Brasilia, Mr. Kumaran said the Prime Minister proposed enhanced collaboration in sharing knowledge, best practices and technology transfer in various areas.
There are multiple areas where we can collaborate in agriculture. Agricultural research is one area, sustainable agriculture, organic agriculture. In fact, the Brazilian delegation made a very specific mention of importing rice from India. There are times when the crops here produce less than what is expected in a particular season, and those times the output needs to be augmented by importing from elsewhere. So India, as the world's largest producer of rice, is being considered as a possible source of imports. So President Lula did mention it in that context.
The secretary said three agreements were signed and exchanged in front of the President of Brazil and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Kumaran said these were the agreements on cooperation in combating international terrorism and transnational organized crime, an MOU on cooperation for the sharing of successful large-scale digital solutions for digital transformation, and MOU on cooperation in renewable energy. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia today at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to the country and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, which is coming after nearly three decades. On arrival of the Prime Minister, will be accorded a ceremonial welcome, which will be followed by the delegation-level talks between the two countries to deepen the economic partnership. Several MOUs on expanding cooperation in various critical areas, such as energy security, health and pharma, are expected to be exchanged between the two countries. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be conferred the highest civilian award of Namibia. The PM will also pay homage to the founding father and the first president of Namibia, late Dr. Sam Nujoma. Later in the day, Mr. Modi is scheduled to deliver an address at the Parliament of Namibia. For more updates, we will go live to our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit. Aparna, what are the key engagements expected from today's visit?
Yes, with Africa increasingly central to India's foreign policy, the PM's visit to this resource-rich South African country is really significant to explore new areas of partnership. Namibia, as we all know, that is one of the largest producers of uranium, lithium, zinc and rare earth metals, and the country recently discovered new oil fields. So it offers a great potential for energy security and critical mineral partnership. Apart from this, digital infrastructure and health will also be one of the key agendas of today's bilateral talks. Implementation of UPI-like system in Namibia and access to affordable medicines and traditional Indian healthcare solutions to Namibia, and introduction of Jan Aushadhi-like scheme in the country will also be discussed in today's meeting. So overall, if we see that, it will definitely spark a new phase of strategic and economic cooperation for both the countries. This visit is not only strengthening the trade ties, but also the beginning of a deeper and more resilient partnership.
And Aparna, how is the Indian diaspora looking forward to this visit?
Yeah, as far as Indian diaspora is concerned, they are eagerly waiting for this visit. And it's a matter of pride for them, as for the first time, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on this visit of Namibia. Although the Indian diaspora is small in size in Namibia, but their contribution to Namibian economy is really significant. Indian companies have a very good footprint in Namibia's diamond and mining industry. So Indian businessmen are also optimistic and hopeful that this visit will definitely open up new avenues for trade and investment in the country.
Thank you, Aparna, for that update. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has amended its earlier directive to enforce a phased ban on refueling end-of-life vehicles. In a statement, the CAQM said that all end-of-life vehicles will be denied fueling from 1st of November 2025 in Delhi, Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad, Gautam Buddh Nagar and Sonipat. The ban will extend to the remaining NCR districts from 1st of April 2026. The new implementation timeline for Delhi and five high-density NCR districts came after the Delhi government raised some operational concerns and requested the authority to review it. The Delhi Cabinet has approved over 900 crore rupees for smart classrooms in Delhi government schools. It has also approved implementation of National Education Policy NEP 2020 in the national capital. The decisions were taken yesterday in the 10th Cabinet meeting chaired by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Briefing media in New Delhi, Education Minister Ashish Sood unveiled a comprehensive digital classroom expansion plan. He added that under the plan, 2,446 smart blackboards will be installed across the 75 Chief Minister Shri schools.
Smart blackboards ke liye advanced stage mein hamari sarkar tender tak pahunch chuki hai jo CM Shri school mein 2,446 smart blackboards lagenge. 5 charanon mein 9vi se leke 12vi tak ke 18,966 classrooms will be added.
And now, news from the world of sports.
Rishabh Yadav and Jyoti Surekha Venam led India's impressive performance in the compound qualification rounds, helping the country grab the top seedings in both the individual and team events at the fourth and final stage of the Archery World Cup in Madrid, Spain. 22-year-old Rishabh Yadav claimed the top spot in the men's compound qualifying round with a score of 716 points, while Priyansh and comeback man Aman Saini were the next best Indians, finishing 10th and 11th overall. Reigning Asian Games champion Jyoti Surekha Venam also clinched the top spot in the women's compound section with a score of 715 points. Parneet Kaur and 16-year-old debutant Pratika Pradeep finished 7th and 10th, helping India secure the top seeding in the women's team event with an aggregate of 2,116 points, ahead of Mexico and South Korea. Moving on to tennis, world number 1 Aryna Sabalenka quelled a strong challenge from Laura Siegmund of Germany and secured her place in the women's singles semi-finals of Wimbledon 2025. At the All England Club in London. Sabalenka will now face a rising American star, Amanda Anisimova, in the semi-finals tomorrow. And finally, Indonesia is set to host the 2025 Artistic Gymnastics World Championship scheduled to take place in Senayan, Jakarta from October 19th to 25th. This marks the first time that Indonesia, and indeed any Southeast Asian nation, which will host the prestigious event. With Neelam Kaushik, this is Akhila, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbh today. According to IMD, heavy rainfall is very likely to prevail over isolated places of Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Similar conditions are also expected in northeast and southern part of the country. The weather agency has also predicted strong surface winds at isolated places of coastal Andhra Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Lakshadweep, Saurashtra, Kutch and Tamil Nadu. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. A headline in the Economic Times notes, mini trade deal with US on horizon to close in phases. The paper adds, India negotiating on its own terms, while Financial Times says key India exports to gain from fresh tariffs by Trump. FATF cites the abuse of digital platforms such as social media, messaging applications and crowdfunding sites for terror financing, states the Indian Express. The Tribune cites a proud moment for Jhajjar district, where 5 youths have been commissioned as lieutenants in the army after passing out from IMA Dehradun, bringing a wave of pride and joy to the region. Makeup imports double over 5 years as international labels in demand is another headline in the Economic Times. And finally, IMD Ministry under Wave X launches Kala Setu Challenge, inviting India's leading AI startups to develop innovative solutions for multilingual and multimedia content generation, states the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Brazil agree to double their bilateral trade to $20 billion in next 5 years. Brazil confers its highest civilian honour, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Modi to hold talks with Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah in Windhoek today. Overage vehicle fuel ban in Delhi NCR to be enforced from 1st of November. Delhi Cabinet approves over 900 crore rupees for smart classrooms in government schools. And Rishabh Yadav and Jyoti Surekha Venam lead India to top seedings in compound events at 4th and final stage of Archery World Cup in Madrid. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.